Thanks for that. Now, if you want to get in contact with us today, you can do so. Quite simply, what you have to do is text us to 086 38 33 55 3 if you want to get in contact with us today. We'd love to hear from you today. By the way, condolences to the Maher family, Mogi Maher, Councillor Mogi Maher and his family as well. I just saw indeed that his mother, Mary Maher, indeed, of Mount Carmel Crescent in Loughrea, passed away, so she did. And Mogi was with her. You might remember last week, Mogi joined us indeed while he was on his IHCPT project, raising much needed money indeed for the IHCPT. But he got home in time to spend time with his mother indeed in UHG and was with her when she passed away. So her funeral is this evening indeed in Kilboys from 6 to 8 p.m. and then from St. Brendan's Cathedral in Loughrea on Friday indeed tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. indeed for Mass as well. Tough time for them indeed, and they were very close. The whole family were very close. Anytime I spoke to Mogi early in the morning, he was always saving turf or putting turf in for his parents and otherwise. So condolences to the extended Maher family indeed, and to all of his family as well. But again, that funeral is today, and we're thinking of anyone that lost a loved one, but today at all. Now, I have to brace myself because Geraldine Holmes and Marcia Malley join me in studio today, and we're looking at Culture Corner because nuns, paranoia and illegal booze is all about cats, because cats are presenting drinking habits by Tom Smith and produced by Lindsay Kant as well. It's running in the Town Hall Theatre from the 9th to the 12th of April, so it kicks off on the 9th and runs right to the 12th. It's very well priced, I have to say. Tickets are €22 and €20. And you can get further details on that from tht.ie or call them on 091-569-777. So Geraldine and Marcia joined us. Nuns, paranoia and all of that, Geraldine?
Well, to paraphrase Mother Superior, I'd just like to say, Keith, first of all, how thrilled the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing are to visit you here today. Now, having said that, it's just great fun. It's a great fun play. We did it last year and we got such good feedback.
Do you know what? You would make a superior mother. You do a very good job at it.
Well, thank you. Yeah. My husband says the same.
So, come here. How long is cats in existence now? Go back a small bit with me.
Okay, a little bit of history. Cats started in 1998 when Paddy Henry, our wonderful producer, he rest in peace, came to live in Galway. And he started the group back in 1998, and we went on the festival circuit, the drama festival circuit, in 2002 until 2011. Unfortunately, Paddy passed away in 2007, but we have tried to keep up his dream, keep his dream going, and we've survived since. Yeah.
So how do you pick a production then, like Drinking Habits?
Well, to be honest, we chose this one initially in 2020 because we felt we had done a lot of serious plays, and our previous production had been Brian Friel's The Loves of Cass Maguire, and we just thought maybe it was time for a little bit of a giggle, and we have some very good comic actors, and just to give them the opportunity to do something fun.
To be themselves.
To be them. Yeah, exactly.
To be themselves. Yeah. And Marcia, when did you get involved in all of this?
Well, Keith, I started with Cats in 2017, shortly after I moved to Galway, and I do enjoy a bit of comedy myself, so I was delighted to be cast in Drinking Habits. I was actually cast back before COVID, and then last year they put on the show and I was pregnant, so I wasn't able to do it because a heavily pregnant woman in a nun's costume is just not going to work out.
No.
So I was delighted to hear that they were doing it again, and I'm actually playing a slightly different role, but very, very excited to be on stage.
And you couldn't be having drink in your heavily pregnant.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about this play. It's a great story. It's about some a local convent, the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing, who are secretly making wine to stay afloat financially. And of course, some local reporters believe that perhaps this is happening, and they come into the convent to investigate. And let's just say there are a few disguises that get thrown on, and a few misunderstood happenings. So it's a very funny play as it unfolds.
How many people are on stage, Geraldine, with you?
We have 8 in the cast, and I hasten to add that Mother Superior has absolutely no knowledge of what is going on in the convent.
She's not aware of the illegal hooch that's being
absolutely
created.
Absolutely not. It's all down to Sister Augusta and Sister Philomena.
There were always two bad ones.
Oh, there's always two bad ones in every
book. There's always two bad ones in every congregation, isn't there?
They're played by Michelle Lyons and Joan Gilday, and the rest of the cast would be Sean Steed, obviously Geraldine here, who's here, Dave Langand, Roisin Nic Eagan, and Damien O'Keefe. So we have a wide range of people that you might have seen in different shows around the county or musical societies. So it's a nice group.
Is that Damien, the principal in Bully Beg?
That's right. You might see him in a priest costume if you come down to the town hall next week.
The tickets will be sold out to see the principal in a priest costume from there. So then the basic storyline going through this then, Geraldine, is just fun really, isn't it? And how it pans out then.
And absolutely, by the end of the show, it's very much an old slapstick type of comedy. By the end of Act 1, you have people running in and out of doors and all of that kind of nonsense, which at my age is becoming more and more difficult, I'd have to tell you, Keith. But
your husband said that too. But looking at it, I mean, just sitting with the two of you before the red light goes on there, I mean, there seems to be a great sense of fun between the two of you. So if you add the other 6 into it, I'm sure it's just a ball of laughs altogether.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes at rehearsal, we actually would just break down laughing ourselves.
Yeah.
And which is lovely, you know, and it has been a great experience. And to be able to reprise it on the town hall stage, which is, I haven't been on that stage for many years, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
And do you know what? It's but it's a big commitment as well, because it's not a cheap production. I don't mean it's in cheap production, but you think of the town hall theatre for that amount of nights, the stage set, the lighting set, all of that, and you're all volunteers.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, we are part of the Knocknacarra community, and we feel that by putting on a production in the town hall, I mean, we were just giving back to the community. And that's why one of our nights will be run for Cree, which is an excellent charity that will be on the
Wednesday night. So are you giving the total proceeds?
Yes, it will be going to Cree.
That's very generous of you.
And then on Thursday night, we will give the proceeds of our raffle to Cope.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're not a money making organization. We just want to keep our heads above water, and once we break even, we're happy.
Yeah.
You know.
Which hopefully you will. How are ticket sales going?
They're going well enough, as far as I know. I haven't checked in the last few days, but I have had a lot of people telling me they've already booked and stuff like that. But there's always room for a few more.
Can I ask you, Geraldine and Marcia, has Father Tighe approved this now? Has he thrown the holy water at this?
Well, hopefully now we won't be excommunicated after this.
I could imagine from the pulpit. I was at that production. There could be another production in the church for Mass on Sunday morning.
So could indeed. We'll be in Sunday. Trouble. It's all good fun, though.
Maybe he'll ask you to lead the rosary or something some evening there.
You never know.
Yeah, in full costume.
Absolutely.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if you want to get further details on the Cats presentation, you can do so. Again, it's called Drinking Habits. It has a great sense of fun about it, I have to say. 9th to the 12th of April. And further details can be had from tht.ie or 091569777. And tickets are well priced at 22 and 20. That's a good night out, so it is.
Well,
how long is the running time for it, roughly?
Running time is quite a short play, I imagine, about 2.5 hours max.
Including the break. Enough time for someone to get a glass of wine in the intermission.
Yes, there'll be plenty of time for drinking afterwards. Yes.
the sisters that took the pledge all together. I'd hate to see a long play if 2.5 is a short play.
No, actually, it's probably not 2.5, is it?
I don't think so.
I wasn't really expecting this question now, I'd have to say.
Just go on to the THT.ie and get further details.
It's a very sharp play. There aren't too many lags, so it's a very quick and witty.
Yeah, actually.
So I think it's about 2 hours, including the break.
But, do you? Yeah.
We'll come back to you on that, Keith. We'll time it at rehearsal tonight.
You'll have to forgive me.
I'll forgive you.
That.
If you give me a blessing, I'll forgive you.
I promise. Will indeed.
Geraldine Holmes, thank you for joining us today. And Marcia Maley, thank you indeed for joining us today. And again, again. It's about nuns, paranoia and illegal booze. Ooh, that happens a lot, so does. Drinking Habits, Town Hall Theatre, 9th to 12th. And 091-569-777 for further details there. If you want to get further details, that's 091-569-777 for further details. Now though, let's take a short commercial break and we're back with Ours to Protect with John Morley, and he spoke indeed to our own Keith Fahey. Stay tuned for that and more to come. A very good morning to you.
Galway talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Drive happy in Windsor Motor Mall, Galway, with hundreds of used cars to suit your budget.
Hello and you're very welcome to Ours Protect with me, John Morley. Coming up on the programme today, we speak to Keith Fahey of Country Life about the Buillia Bow Ballylochan pilot project. If you want to get a comment into the programme, you can do on our text and WhatsApp number. That's 086-383-553. Phone 091-770-077. Email arsprotect@galwaybayfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commission Amman, go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this plus lots more coming up on Ours to Protect. And a very good morning to you. Welcome into today's programme. Did I say I'm joined on Ours to Protect now by our very own Keith Fahey of Country Life? Keith, good morning.
Good morning, John. And how are you keeping? And congrats on the new role. We're all absolutely delighted for you and the best of luck with it.
Well, thanks indeed, Keith. Keith, we're talking today about the Buillia Bow Ballylochan pilot project. First of all, explain to me, what is Buillia Bow?
So Buillia Bow, I suppose, is a new initiative set up by the Galway City Council there. And Paula has done fantastic work there. Paula Carney works as the Galway City Biodiversity Officer. So she works in, along with that, and has put an awful lot of work into this. But I suppose to get back to it, John, Buillia Bow. So Buillia actually means, Buillia means cattle enclosure. So nearly like a gathering or a cattle enclosure. A gathering of cattle and bow, obviously, then is cow. So Buillia Bow Ballylochan it's a new initiative there. And so as I said there, Paula has put an awful lot of work into it. So they've brought cows back into Ballylochan. I suppose anyone that walks around Ballylochan on a regular basis knows that there's a few lovely green fields there. And they fenced off an area there where the walkway there beside Lee Mellow's pitch. And they've brought in Irish Dexters there. So the Dexters is one of a few Irish native breeds, John. So I suppose there's a number of native breeds. There's the Galway sheep would be the only Galway native Irish sheep breed. Then we have the likes of the Connemara ponies, obviously a massive one around this part of the world. We have your Irish drafts for the horses, and then you have your wild Irish goat. There's an Irish mild breed of cattle. There's the Dexters as well, and there's also the Drummond. But the Dexters, to get back to it, I suppose, originated in Tipperary there by a man called Dexter, Lord Dexter, and he brought them in. So they're a small type of an animal, I suppose, John.
And what's the actual point of this project on the Ballylochan beach? I know it's all going to be kicking off over the winter months. What are you hoping to achieve or see develop here?
So I suppose it's a conservation and biodiversity project, John. So what they plan on doing, it's somewhat similar, I suppose, you'd compare it to the likes of the Burren. So it's nearly almost like the opposite of, we'd say, commercially farmed land, whereby, you know, you get your cattle out in March or maybe February, depending on weather conditions. I know conditions are brutal at the moment. But we'd say, they're getting, they're grazing during the winter months. So they're allowing the flowers to go to seed. We're seeing a lot of, the nice types of flowers and vegetation there, the different types of older variety grasses there, and pollinators such as bees and hoverflies and butterflies and that, and supplying insects there for the likes of your frogs and your hedgehogs as well, John. So it's to promote the flowering of the native and older types of grasses. so that they flower in May. So you might be familiar with the No Mow May. So the cattle will be removed there late April or early May there, and the grasses will be allowed to go to seed there, and the grasses will grow over the summer months, and then the cattle will come in then towards the end of the summer there or early winter, and they'll be grazed. So that'll remove the thatch there, so it'll allow kind of sunlight and that to get into the grass plant so that it can grow a bit better. I suppose if you don't grow, if you don't graze or you don't top or you don't cut grasses, it will form a kind of a thatch, and it will, you know, it'll reduce the amount of light that's available for the plants in relation to your chlorophyll and your photosynthesis and that, John.
And why this location?
Well, I suppose it's a location where they had, the council had about five, there's about 5 acres there roughly. It's in two separate plots there. So the grasses there have been grown. It's right beside the sea there. Actually, you can kind of see where the seaweed comes in and almost organically fertilizes the land itself as well. So they had a land available there. They fenced it off, and I suppose it's to promote. It's more of a, it's also an educational basis as well, John. So they've brought in hundreds of kids there as well from all the local schools in Renmore and Galway City and surrounding areas as well. We've been out there a couple of times since as well, talking to them when we met Radio Na Gael took to there last week as well. So the Gael skull in. So it's great for the younger kids. They all got to name the Dexters as well. So John, that was a bit of a fun project for the schools there. They all got to name one of the Dexters each. So it's creating a great buzz around as well. And you know, we were in there, and a lot of the kids maybe in around the cities mightn't have ever stood on a farm or even seen cattle up close. So we're delighted to see how much interest they have as well, and they have some brilliant questions there as well. And they were on RT News as well. There was a school on there, and Paula indeed was there as well. So there's a great old buzz around, and you know, they're learning a lot about cows. They're learning where their milk comes from, where meat comes from, and they're also learning, I suppose, a bit about the Irish native breeds. You know, we have an awful lot of Limousines and Charolais and Herefords and Albrechts, Frisians, and all, a lot of, you will say, other European countries there. France would probably be one of the, you know, the main suckler bred country in terms of breeds. If we look at our Charolais, our Limousines, Albrechts, Blonde Aquitaines, the four of those would be, you know, make up a large proportion of the suckler herd. So it's nice to maybe put the native breeds on the map as well, and explain to students in that where the native breeds came from. And I suppose the Dexters are a very small breed, John, and years ago they would have been seen as a kind of a dual purpose breed. They were they're small animals, so I suppose compared to the likes of your suckler cows there that might weigh in the region of 600 to 700 kilos, the Dexters at their mature weight for cows are probably only about 360 kilos. So they're quite a small cow. So they won't do as much damage to the land. They don't poach the ground. They can graze maybe wetter type areas as well.
I think it's good as well, because farmers have a huge part to play in the whole biodiversity and conservation world. We often hear farmers bearing the brunt of a lot of blame for climate change, but this is a very positive move for the farming community.
Exactly, yeah. And look, you know, while we all want to reduce our national emissions there, especially by the 2030 roadmap there, you know, this can be done in a number of different ways by farmers. And we see an awful lot of farmers there using the likes of your low emission slurry spreading techniques there to reduce the amount of nitrous oxide that goes up into the atmosphere. We have farmers using protected urea there. So there's a special type of urease inhibitor on fertilizer there that reduces the amount of nitrates that that go up into the atmosphere. So farmers have a big responsibility and are working, you know, daily there to try and reduce emissions. We see there that, you know, Chagas has done a lot of work there on reducing age at slaughter as well. So obviously the younger the animal can be sent to the factory, the less days it is on farms. So obviously the lower emissions it'll have there. So the likes of that, your soil sampling is another one as well. So that you're making sure that, you know, lime farms or soils are limed so that you get your, you know, your ideal pH of maybe 5.5 for peaty soils, or maybe 6.3 there for your clay or loam type soils, and that, you know, you're spreading your P's and your K's, so your phosphoruses and your potassiums, in relation to your soil results. So, you know, there's it's become very scientific there as well. So, and look, we're looking at the likes of these Dexters. They're playing a great role in the likes of the biodiversity here, so that, you know, that our native grasses were providing insects for the different types of little, we'll say, hedgehogs, insects in that as well. And, you know, it's a lovely nature walkway there as well for people to go in. And any time I've gone in to check them there, you know, regularly, there's always people looking at them and reading about them. They have a stand there as well as you walk in on the Beaulieu Bow, explaining the Dexter breed, we'd say, John, and the initiative itself. So it's great to see. And when I go in to feed them with the nuts, they come running over. And I think a lot of people are, you know, overjoyed to see that.
Definitely. Well, Keith Fahey of Country Life, thank you for joining us on Ours to Protect.
Thanks very much, John.
And that is all from this week's edition of Ours to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info. Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Visit Windsor Motor Mall Galway and get a free 3-year warranty on hundreds of used cars.
Now, let's go to Music Morning. We're in for an absolute flipping treat, so we are today, because Mick Brown sits opposite me and he's releasing his debut EP, indeed, Remember How We Dreamed. It's a collection of 5 folk songs, and he's launching it tonight with Don Stiff launching the collection, indeed, in Charlie Brown's bookstore at 6 p.m. today. And again, if you want to get further details, just go down there and Don will be singing a few songs and getting proceedings underway. And then Mick himself will be singing a few songs. Well, Mick, morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. You're from Wicklow, living in Ballybam, but you're very creative musically, and you brought Jeff with you all the way from New Zealand. No expense spared.
No. Cost me a fortune to get him in from New Zealand.
Indeed, all the way from Cairn.
He's only off the plane. He's a bit jet-lagged, but he's good shape for it, yeah.
Yeah, Cairn to Cushing Road, like, guys. It's a long way. I didn't realise I had one in New Zealand as well. Talk to me, though, about the EP, tonight's launch. Very special for you.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's a long time coming. I suppose I started playing music 35 years ago. I remember, I really didn't believe in myself in some ways. I emigrated to England, like a lot of people, in the late 80s. And I remember going into a guitar shop in Kilburn High Road and bought a guitar for £60 at the time. And in a way, I wouldn't have the confidence to do it in Ireland. I would have been thinking, who do you think you are that you could play the guitar or that you could sing or, you know... play the guitar. And then in a way England kind of gave me that freedom when I was away from home that I could try anything, and it didn't matter if you messed it up.
Yeah.
And I started playing in the room then. I was sharing a room with a fella from Clonmel, and I drove him mad, I'd say. I had a book called Rush Shipton, How to Learn Guitar, and I was bashing away at it, 3 chords and the truth, as they'd say. And I was bashing away at it in Nineham. And I remember Blowing in the Wind was one of the songs in it. And that's an easy song if anyone wants to learn guitar. 3 chords and you get away with murder. And but anyway, I ended up playing at his wedding after, many years later. And he said to me,
really?
I can't believe it. He says, what happened? He says, I remember you were driving us cracked. He says, the noise you were making. And he says, he was impressed with. But ever since that, it's been, I'm a very slow, it takes me a long time. Mm. 35 years to get to a recording.
But you got there. Where did you record?
I recorded it out in Gara Franz, Axel Grude. He's a German guy out there in Soundcraft Studios.
Talented man, yeah.
Talented man.
So you're going to perform. We're going to take 2 bits of music today. The first one, though, is the title track, Remember How We Dreamed. Tell me, where did the lyrics come from? Give me the background to this.
I suppose in a way it's about kind of, I got a bit of an article in the Connacht Tribune and this week actually as well, which was great, and it says a dream come true, a musical dream come true. In a way it's kind of a bit like that. When we were all younger and we used to kind of dream that we could do anything, change the world and all this, it's kind of about that. Remember how we dreamed we could change the world, and one of the lines is take away its pain. I kind of believed in kind of working with people as well, which I did do a lot of work with homelessness and different things, and but some of the dreams are a bit pie in the sky. But then again, you aim for the sky and you kind of get halfway there.
So if you don't, I mean, if you don't live the dream, like I always wanted to be in radio since I was a child.
Yeah.
And I'm 44 years in radio this year.
Yeah.
But I've lived the dream, like, really. But you're living the dream when it comes to music and creating music as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you have to live that dream.
That's true, yeah.
You have to live it. So yourself and Jeff, do you want to take us through then, Remember How We Dreamed?
Yeah, so the story is kind of wrapped up in a kind of a love song. My cousin, I was in Dublin, Tala, with my cousins one day, and he said to me, have you any love song? He was listening to my songs, and I said, oh no, I don't write rubbish like that. And then I came home, and this one just came just like that. It's just funny the way it works. Someone asks a question, it triggers.
In your own time, we'll take it. So this is indeed Mick Brown, and this is Remember How We Dreamed, and this has been launched tonight in Charlie Burns. We'll launch them again in a few minutes' time.
Remember how we dream? We talk for hours and scheme. How we change the world, take away its pain. Two hearts make believe, could not fail it seemed. Then the snow came down, laid its blanket on the ground. It wrapped us nice and warm, kept us from all harm till the breaking of the day. Inside our house of clay, how we danced, laughed and played, hurled our ball down the old byway. No need for gold or diamonds blue. Stars above, but not for you. A look stolen from the dawn, the dewdrops lit so fair, a tiara for your hair by the wishing well. The angels cast their spell, time to start anew. Look how we have grown, wildflowers blooming new. This farewell song for you, as you grace the great blue sky. May this blessing fly to you. How we danced, laughed and played, hurled our ball down the old byway. No need for gold, diamonds blue, the stars above, enough for you, the stars above, enough for you.
God, that's lovely. So it is. Do you know what? The music, your voice, the guitar, was it a mandolin that Jeff has over here? And then the clarinet, that's what it is in the clarinet,
yeah.
I get these things right, you know. It takes me 40 years to do it, but anyway.
It's lovely playing with Jeff, because usually I'm playing it on my own, and when you hear the music coming in, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. Come into the microphone there for me there again, if you don't mind. It really is. I mean, you're from Wicklow. You spent some time, you said, in the UK as well, in London. And now you're in how did you end up in Galway there?
Oh, I took a bus from Cork. It's a long story. I'm a bit of a world traveller. I was working with the Simon community in Cork. I was kind of a volunteer, full-time volunteer with them. And I remember when I was going for that, I had two job offers. the one time, or didn't actually. Did I get the other one? No, I didn't. One was, I was going for two anyway. One was, I was going for an electrical instructor in Foss, 20 grand a year. And the other job was Simon Community, £30 a week.
Wow. And you went for it.
And that was what I was excited about.
Yeah.
And I was lucky I didn't get the other one anyway.
Yeah.
Because it would have been too tempting. But I really loved it, doing the Simon. And I was there for 6 months, but it was tough all going. And I saw a few, you know, a few tragedies. And
were you based on the Keys then in Cork?
Yeah, right? You know where the Simon Community shelter is. And I got a lot of...
Tough going there now.
And I was young enough. And it was hard going, and I kind of burnt out from it. So after 6 months, and it was day and night you were working, like it was no 40-hour week, it was like 100 hours a week kind of more. Mm. But we lived it and loved it, like.
Yeah.
And, but then I was just burnt out. I found a guy dead one morning, like, and I had admitted him the night before, and lovely guy. And just like that, and oh, jeez, that kind of finished me, really. But then, so I came to Galway, and I said, I'm going back on the tools, went back doing electrical work, and worked on the Westwood Hotel, which is now pulled down. And it was great just going back on the tools and not doing any of that old stuff. But I ended up going back working for Cope years later then. And
in Galway, yeah.
And now I'm...
Do you still use the tools?
Not really. If people ask me now to do stuff, I say, I forget how to do anything.
So you're hoping then to make nice money out of the music then?
Yeah. This EP now would be make me for my fortune. But it all adds up, yeah. I'm getting more gigs now and more...
Where would you normally play?
I play in the Western Hotel sometimes. I kind of play funny old venues around the place. I go to Kerry a lot as well. My family are down in Kerry.
You're not saying that the Western Hotel is a funny old place?
No. That's one of the ones that's not funny.
No.
But I'm kind of doing birthday parties, and I do a lot of community music as well, you know.
Good on you. Tonight's event, so you're going to be in Charlie Burns tonight with Vinny and Charlie and the team in there.
Yeah.
And Don Stiff, again, another talented person as well.
Oh, Don is great.
He's going to be with you.
Yeah, I love Don. He's amazing. His singing is amazing. I've seen him at a gig. That's how I decided to ask him, but he launched for me. I was at a gig. I'd met him before a couple of times, and he played actually in Cheshire for us as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant. He's a lovely person as well as singer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I seen him playing. He did two or three songs with Trevor Sexton. Mm. And when they were playing in Monroe's about a month ago, and geez, it was amazing what he did. He just transformed the room in some ways.
Yeah, fabulous. We had him on, we've part of the series here is Galway Grace, and he was a Galway Grace a couple of weeks ago. And the reaction we got to it, like, he had a tough life, and you know, he's made his own luck in life, and has a wonderful appearance indeed, and that's that went with it. But
and his voice is phenomenal.
He's just, and loved across the world. Absolutely from there. And this caller said to me just here, best of luck to Mick, this caller said. I'll try and get into Jerry Burns tonight to see him. And one of the nicest men you could meet, and that comes from a man called Larry.
Well, Larry, come on, Larry.
Larry's
a bit of a legend in the music as well.
He used to deal
in CDs and LPs and all that. He'd market out in Clare, Galway.
And another caller said, what a tune, it reminds me of travelling on a gondola.
Whoa, that's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't that lovely,
I'm going to use that quote. That's a lovely quote, isn't it?
I'll give you permission to use it, Jay. Use that away. What a tune, it reminds me of travelling on a gondola. So it is. The second bit of music that I'm going to take from you, and I'm going to take this off the EP, if you don't mind, Mick, as well. Who did the graphics?
The artwork is Vanessa Delvedove.
Very talented.
A friend of mine. She lives in Arnmore. French girl.
Very, very talented.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, it really is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Matt, is it then? That's Jeff, rather.
That's you. A few years ago.
she was thin legs,
I used to have loads of hair.
I thought it was Jeff altogether, so it was.
And I used to be very skinny as well.
So I'm going to play this one, Hope Across the Sea. I'm going to play it, I'm going to fire it off. Thanks for popping into us today.
Yeah.
And the very best of luck to you. And I'm going to play this one from the EP as well. Tonight, Charlie Burns, if you want to get further details, just pop along and enjoy it from there. But Mick and Jeff, thank you indeed for joining us today.
Thanks,
on
Keith.
The programme.
Thanks, Keith.
We are an island nation, surrounded by the sea. The green Atlantic Ocean
flows around us wild and free. While swimming in her harbors or fishing from her quay, when a flare lights up the night sky, the lifeboat sails the sea. Over Shercan Island and around the Achill Sound, where the mackerel and the herring and the cormorant are found, where fishermen are toiling, where that fleet of men are bound. It's there you find the lifeboat when hope has run aground. A fishing boat left Castletown, eight fishermen aboard, heading for the North Sea, the fishing grounds of yore. A rope broke on the starboard, the winch it gave a roar. Three fishermen lie injured, made it to the shore. The orange boat is sailing, bringing hope across the sea. Where the wind is blowing, gale force, Atlantic swell, it's there you find the lifeboat when hope is lost at sea.
Now you can get further details of that. It's called Hope Across the Sea, and the talented Mick Brown and Jeff Joni's in studio on that as well. Well done. Further details can be had from Charlie Burns Bookstore tonight. Get in there early to get the first seat. That is it for today. Thank you indeed to all involved in today's program. It's been a busy, busy program. Coming to you live from Ballygar tomorrow. We'll be coming to you live from Glynn's Bar down there, so join us tomorrow for Community Matters. Thank you to John Morley, who produced today. Siobhan took your comments. But from yours truly, Keith Finnegan. We'll be talking to you tomorrow live from Ballygar just after the 9 o'clock news for Friday. Do join us then. In the meantime, stand by. Your own is gagging to get in here. Some great music between on three, then into Kate O'Malley and right into the night time. But from yours truly, Keith Finnegan, until tomorrow, have a good and a very safe Thursday. Bye-bye.
Galway Talks in association with Windsor Motor Mall. Find hundreds of used cars to suit your budget in Windsor Motor Mall Galway, located on the Monavay Road.